We're back on In Focus, News Radio KMAN. Before we take a look at the consent agenda, I understand, Stephen, we have a caller. Robert on the line. Good morning.
Yes, just a heads up for you about the thing you're involved in, putting the ultraviolet germ-killing lights in the back of all the ambulances. That ultraviolet light is not visible with the ambient light in the back of the ambulance, and you'll need to have an infrared sensor if there's an occupant back there. Even if you have the light only runs with the ambulance parked, some do-gooder fire department employee could be restocking your ambulances with water or paper goods or some trying to clean or something like that. And without proper eye protection or the lamps being off, it is a hazard to the eyes for any occupants of the back of the ambulance. Thank you for your attention.
Appreciate the call. I can certainly pass that on to the county. The county runs the ambulance program. We do house some of the ambulances. We allow them to utilize our fire stations at no additional cost to them. And so it's rare that our city employees interact with them specifically inside of that. But I was aware that that was one of the things they were using some of their spark funds for sanitization reasons. So when the county's on, I'd encourage you to remind them of that, but I'll certainly pass that along to David Adams, who heads the ambulance service for the county and is on the Emergency Operations Center staff.
Yep. That reminds me, I know there was a car accident at the City Hall at the where the fire station's at. Has that been fixed up yet?
Nope.
No? Okay.
So obviously working through insurance and as we talked before, everything seems to take more time to run through review and investigation. So there was some structural damage to the front of the building. So there's some work on the building in order to house the door. So of the three bays there's only one that's really operational, and that and the ambulance has moved over to it. We're running the fire apparatus out the back door. Don't even have an ETA on when that might be. Also, parts are taking longer to get these days as well. So some of the door equipment.
All right. Well, that's a little inconvenient, but understandable. Well, let's move on to the consent agenda. And now we have some items here that'll be considered tonight.
Sure. A couple of things to note there. So earlier in the year with COVID and we didn't know where our revenue would be. Of course, we have the 2/10 sales tax that the voters approved for our special street maintenance fund. And we didn't know whether or not how much that might be impacted. Right now, we're only down about 4% for the year in overall sales tax. And so we were waiting to the later in the year till we had a better feel for what that revenue was going to do. And we're comfortable that we can do proceed with another phase of street maintenance work that we would have done and let earlier this spring. But this is one of those things we wanted to make sure that the revenue was going to be there to be able to do that. So we have went out to bid for some improvements and recommend award of a contract to T&M Construction out of Junction City in the amount of just over $738,000. And this is to do concrete replacement work on Reith Avenue between Anderson and Dickens. So that's a pretty big stretch. That's an area that's had poor pavement over the years. And this is pretty much a full replacement of most of that roadway. So that's going to cause some inconvenience along there. We have had some traffic or some work done. We repaved Dickens from Seth Childs all the way to Hudson. That was an asphalt overlay. So getting some additional work done on that's a busy collector in that area of the city. Also, we have reestablished the resolution authorizing city administration to issue a temporary permit to allow the sale and service and consumption of alcohol within the platform dining areas downtown that the commission previously approved. This was on the consent agenda at the last legislative session. We pulled it because we became aware of some state statutes that regulated how far that can work. You might recall earlier the commission allowed folks to go out onto the sidewalk, and these platforms allows them to go all the way, the businesses to go all the way out into the parking area. Well, there's a statute that basically says you can't go more than 30 feet, and some of the platforms were designed to be originally conceptually designed to be about 35. So we had to make some adjustments there, and we didn't want to proceed until we made sure that worked without any significant impacts. And I think we've got that all figured out. The other component of that is that extension of that business, the access to that platform has to be within their building extension. So basically, if you come out the door of the business, the server has to cross the sidewalk and access that platform within that extension. So the access to the platform has to be within the extension of the business. Let's see, a couple other things is approving an ordinance to incorporate in standard traffic ordinance. This is something we do annually. Typically, the state makes a lot of adjustments to the standard traffic ordinance. However, this year, because of COVID and them adjourning early, they didn't get to that. So there wasn't too many measures, but we are recommending some local provision changes to that STO. They both deal with kind of parks and recreations. They're very minor, but it basically adds parks, recreation, and open space areas that the parking, where we have prohibited parking within those type of areas, that this can all be done under the traffic infractions as opposed to a city ordinance violation. So it makes the applicability and citation issue easier to accomplish, and then also sets some maximum speed limits in the STO, again, as traffic infractions as opposed to an ordinance violation or a park rule violation. So minor change there. There's also a request from the Aggieville Business Association for $19,100 for the remainder of 2020. You might recall the commission provided additional funding to the Downtown Manhattan Inc. Both of those organizations receive funding from our transient gas tax, which has been severely impacted by COVID. We estimate that generally we have about $2 million, and we think we're only going to get about $1 million. So we noticed all of the agencies that receive funding from transient guest tax that we would only be able to provide half of that funding. Aggieville, as downtown did, is requesting these funds to help them get through the rest of the year out of our economic development fund. However, we do believe that these revenue shortfalls will be eligible for some of the SPARC money that the county has and will be making available through the Manhattan community, the Greater Manhattan Community Foundation. So we're asking them to also apply for that. And if they're successful, then they can repay the EcoDiva funds.
Okay. Yeah, lots of stuff there. And obviously, you mentioned the transit guest taxes has been struggling. And I don't know what the future is going to hold for our hotels here, but it right now it's been pretty bleak. I know the hotel occupancy, I think last month the highest it got to was like 61%. That's pretty that's not great, really.
No, it's not. It will continue to be a challenge, obviously, with the finishing touches put on the conference center expansion. That's something that we're focused on, and I think it will take the country quite a while to get back into the conference attendance component where people feel safe and comfortable enough to attend in-person gatherings.
All right. Any final thoughts, Mayor Reddy?
No, I think Ron covered everything pretty well. I think the platform idea for downtown, you know, even though the platforms will be the property of the city, each of those restaurants that are using them are also going to be on contract as far as liability and such. And anybody else, any other businesses that want to use it can probably make a contract with the restaurant itself, because I think there are multiple uses that can be taken advantage of with the platforms over there. I'm not expecting too much any controversy over the consent agenda. But before we leave, I do want to have make sure that the community understands to fill out the census if they haven't already. Not only does it impact federal funds and funds coming to the city of Manhattan, again, this is your money. And if you don't fill out the census, somebody else is going to take advantage of the tax dollars from our taxpayers. And the other piece to the census is it does impact local, state, and federal representation in elected offices. So we may be reduced to maybe 3 congressional districts. We may lose even some House or Senate representatives for the state of Kansas. So those are some things to consider. And if you haven't registered to vote, please register to vote. If your name has changed recently, or your address has changed recently, or you just moved to the city of Manhattan, or you're a student, whatever it might be, please check and make sure you are registered to vote. And you know, we want you to take advantage of the democratic system we have in place.
All right. City Commission meets at 7 o'clock tonight, City Hall. And Ron Fear, Yushareddy, our guest here today, thank you so much for being here.
Thank you, Brandon. Have a great day.
Thank you, Brandon.